to Well Watered Joy. I'm Tiffany, and I'll be bringing you uplifting tunes, words of encouragement, and general inspiration to keep joy at the center of your life. Welcome to your Sunday night fix for the Monday Blues. Welcome to another episode of Well Watered Joy. I'm your host, Tiffany. I'm your constant gardener, watering your soul with joy, inspiration, and uplifting tunes. Now, I want to welcome you to the start of another week, and I really want to give thanks for still being alive to see another day. A beautiful day, if I might add. So last week I started off talking about the word Advent. And in the spirit of highlighting the reason for the season and celebrating Jesus, I want to give origin to the word Christmas. Now, Christmas is traditionally a Christian holiday that celebrates the birth of Jesus to his mother Mary and his earthly father Joseph in Bethlehem. Now, according to Encyclopedia Britannica, the English term Christmas comes from a combination of the Latin-derived word for Mass and Christ. And the word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which means anointed, covered in oil. And now that originates from the Hebrew meaning Messiah. And the word Messiah in Judaism is the name of the expected king meant to deliver the Jewish nation. So, keeping it completely 100 for you believers and disciples of Christ, this should be your focus for Christmas. Now, I'm not saying culturally you shouldn't participate or can't participate in other things, but what I am saying is if you're going harder for Santa than for Jesus, then maybe it might be time for you to reflect on your belief system. And also, this is why I tend to say happy holidays, because I know that not everyone celebrates Christmas. But if you believe in Jesus, I'm just cautioning you to try to really remember to keep this holy time pure and with the dignity of its true meaning. All right? And so, this week's foundational verse, we will find it in John 15, verses 1 through 11. And this is Jesus explaining that he is the true vine. Now, if you know my business, Well Watered Fruit, you'll know that that is the company that this production, Well Watered Joy, falls under. And the origin of that name is based on the fruit of the Spirit. And if you know, fruit don't grow on their own. They need nourishment, like water, from other sources, and the branches that they grow on need a bit of pruning. So, for me, my nourishment comes from Jesus and my community of fellow believers. And speaking of the verse, that verse of John 15, starting with verse 1, reads like this. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown in the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Amen? Now, what do we hear? Remain, 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 remain in him. Okay. And hearing that, you might also start to hear where the origins of well-worded joy have come from. As Jesus says, if his joy is in us, then our joy will be complete. He is the dearest friend that we have. And I want to celebrate him tonight as a friend and the gift of friends. So let's kick things off with What a Friend by Mary Mary.
Hard to come by, but I had to find out for myself. But now I finally come to realize, oh, oh, oh.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend.
Some roads, a rolling stone, nowhere feels like home. And I've seen people come, then they go. And life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in miracles? I'm standing here before your eyes. To be king, we put all our hope inside material things. In your light, I now understand. everything that I am. Oh, sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough.
It's not deeper still.
Yeah.
You've come too far to give up now.
No. under attack. Be my peace. And when my life seems a little off track, shepherd me. You know every twist and turn that this life brings. When my heart beats a little too fast, call mercy. Shh, you got me.
song was Taxi, and it's by an artist by the name of IMRSQD, which is I'm Rescued. And the chorus goes, I'm stuck in a taxi, can't afford the cab fee. I feel like the black sheep, but you came and grabbed me. Now, I gotta listen, when I heard this song, I was like, oh my gosh, what imagery. Like, just thinking about old school taxis where you're in the cab and you see the money running up and you're like, this is a little bit more than I expected to pay. I'm not sure I actually have this. But you're already there. You're in the car and it's like, how do I get out of this? And for me, when I listen to this, it just reminds me that no matter how far you fall, Jesus is always there to grab you if you need, believer or non-believer. I want you to know, do not let anyone make you feel different. Romans 8, verses 38 to 39 of the Living Bible translation says this, for I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't and life can't. The angels won't and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow or where we are, high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us. Amen? All right. You need to know this because living in this world, it can be very easy for us to be separated and walk away from Jesus as our shepherd. So I want to share something really practical with you in order to keep you watered and planted in the vine. And that is to be in the Word. Now, I use the YouVersion Bible app, not sponsored by this show, doesn't sponsor this show. I just want to share some knowledge with you. Okay. And here's a prayer that I have saved on the app for myself. God, thank you that I don't have to go through this life alone. I'm grateful you created us to depend on one another and share our life experiences with others. Community is your design, and I pray I won't take it for granted. Help me to love and serve my friends well. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, life is meant to be lived in community. So here's some encouragement to build your community to do life with, because I know I am certainly blessed to have mine. Amen. Amen.
Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you, just hold on and I'll find you.
I'm hanging on by a thread, and all I'm clinging to is prayers. And every breath is like a battle, I feel like I ain't come prepared. And death's knocking on the front door, pain's creeping through the back. Fear's crawling through the windows, waiting for them to attack. They say don't get bitter, get better. I'm working on switching them letters. But tell God I'ma need a whole lot of hope keeping it together. I'm smiling in everyone's face. I'm crying whenever they leave the room. They don't know the battle I face. They don't understand what I'm going through. The world trying to play with my soul. I'm just trying to find where to go. I'm trying to remember the way. I'm trying to get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go. And I don't know what else to do.
Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on.
They say fear haunts you, and pain hates. I say pain strengthens, and fear drives faith. And I don't know all of the outcomes, don't know what happens tomorrow. But when that ocean of doubt comes, don't let me drown in my sorrow. And don't let me stay at the bottom. I feel like this hole is too deep to climb. I've been looking for a way out, but I settle for a peace of mind. Pick
picking up the pieces of my life and hoping that I put together something right. Tell me all I got is all I need. Tell me you gon' help me stay and fight.
The world tryna play with my soul. I'm just tryna find where to go. I'm tryna remember the way. I'm tryna get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go. And I don't know what else to do.
No, don't let the fear make you feel like you can't fight this on your own. You know I'll be there for you no matter where you go. You'll never be alone. No, just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it. When you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on.
What's going on, my boy? It's been a while since the last time we caught up. I see you walking with your head held down. Weight of life has got your shoulders hanging to the ground. But that's okay, cause life can hurt sometimes. God gave you someone to help you fight. I got your back and that's a fact. Whatever you need, I'll be there. Just remember that.
Don't you cry, girl, cause we've all been there too. Ooh. Baby girl, don't you know that you shine so bright? Let that hurt fade away and show the world your light. Don't let tragedy rob you of your smile. We're your friends and we'll be fighting right by your side. Just
in your time of need, trust, no lies, no pretending, no fakes, empty promises and no cliches. But I'm here for you day by day. If the situation changed, I would not, I'll stay right until the wheels fall off, no matter what it costs. Understand that
you got a friend in me. Oh, you got a friend in me.
Oh,
together is where we're supposed to be. Ooh, save this space for any time you don't feel safe. And if you forget the way, I remind you. Don't save face whenever you're in this place. You don't have to hesitate, I got you. Count on you to come through, yeah. And if there ever was a question, there isn't any more. I can't lose. Ooh, you've shown me, now I know. Call your name, listen close. Together is where we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Mind you, none of us are perfect, okay? And many of us, including myself, are not really good at letting our friends help us. But I need to implore you, let Jesus take the wheel, okay? And you'll find that he will put people in your path to help you find your way. Because his love is where joy lives, okay? Remember that. His love is where joy lives.
Their human bones are as fragile as mine. I have my flaws, but they have the same kind. I was ashamed, 'cause I couldn't see that grace says that they're in the same boat as me. But what I lack, you are full of. And where I'm broken, you are whole. And what I'm doubting, you are sure of. So I'll trust the lover, lover of my soul. I'm not afraid of the arrows by day, nor the darkness that comes when the sun rolls away. Lord, you know that my strength never lasts, but you make up for every weakness I have. And what I lack, you are full of. And where I'm broken, you are whole. And what I'm doubting, you are sure of. I'll trust the lover, lover.
Is the end of the show. And I hope that the spirit is the spirit of life that she was just talking about is alive in you, working on the inside of you and flowing on the outside as you set off for another great week ahead. Now, if you are touched by anything in this episode, please support me by sharing the links to the episode with a mate, your cuzzy, your church mate, whoever you might think might be wanting just a fresh touch of blessing. And make sure you follow the show wherever you stream your music or podcast. And if you ever want the full versions of the songs that I play, you can visit me, Well Bordered Fruit, on Spotify. So next week is going to be the last live show of 2023 before I take a break. So in the meantime, follow me on the socials. And when you wake up in the morning, be sure to say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad.